question is this: how do we get two groups of people to come together? Those that are completely disengaged with what I call their personal physical health status, and those people who are in love with their physical health status and doing something about it. How do we bring them together so that everybody fits into the second category of falling in love with their physical health, lowering their risk of disease, and feeling amazing? We're going to find out in today's episode of The New Science of Physical Health. Hey everybody, welcome back to this episode of The New Science of Physical Health. Now, you may hear a little bit of rain falling on the roof and a little bit of, hopefully not screeching of tires. I've got the recording device up here in the holder on the car as I drive along. And when I talk about today's topic, I'm really excited in the follow-up from our previous episode about where I introduced you to this concept called funnel maps, where there are some, and it's diagrams. What they are currently, there's 10 of these that I have created based on my work over the past decade in working with different professors from around the world in areas of like medicine and cardiology and exercise physiology, oncology. I've worked with some cognitive neuroscientists here in Australia and also up in Boston in the USA, different people in public health who are looking to reduce public health, and a whole host of areas, molecular biology, a doctor from London in the area of molecular biology, a whole host of areas designed to help people understand how to become physically healthy in what I call the age of Netflix, Uber, Google, and screens. Because that's the world we live in. As you would have heard before on previous episodes, that's just a euphemism, that expression, the age of Netflix, Uber, Google, and screens. It's a euphemism for the world of technology that we live in. Here's what we know about this age, and really the whole emphasis on the title of today's episode: the urgent need for us to have funnel maps and to use funnel maps. Why is there an urgent need? First of all, if you want to define what a funnel map is, here it is in one sentence: a set of dedicated specific tools to get different cohorts to begin to fall in love with wanting to be physically healthy. So I've got a funnel map for children, let's say 9 to 12 year olds, 8 to 12 year olds. Now, a lot of them don't mind physical activity anyway, but a lot of them aren't involved at a sufficient level in order for them to become classified as physically healthy. More about that later on. Then you have teenagers, that 13-year-old to 18-year-old, maybe up to 19-year-old, depending on what country you live in, that group. Now, I'll talk specifically about that group in a minute. Then you have early adulthood, 20s and early 30s, as people begin to transition out of where certain amounts of physical activity, often not the correct dose of physical activity, to cause positive molecular and physiological health adaptations that then have a linear correlation with driving down your risk of the leading cause of sickness, disease, and premature death, and also the second leading cause of sickness, disease, and premature death. And so you've got that early adult group. Then you've got people who move into their mid, late 30s, right throughout their 40s. You've got that group of adults. Then you've got people like me, 50s and above. All of us have we're all differing cohorts. You've got cohorts who are obsessed with technology and have no interest in wanting to be physically healthy. You've got cohorts that are obstinate. They just don't want to learn anything. You've got cohorts that are too busy. They're just like flat out with their families, flat out with their jobs, and they feel like they don't have time to dedicate themselves to becoming physically healthy, and they move into this high-risk category for the leading cause of sickness, disease, and premature death in the world, a cardiovascular event. That's much more, by the way, than just a heart attack and a stroke. So they're the different kinds of cohorts that we have, and I've created different funnel maps. If you want to see the diagrams for funnel maps, there's a link in the show notes to this episode. And that link will take you to a website where I've got diagrams of 3 of the 10 funnel maps. And
you can start to read through what are these tools that I have for funnel maps. So that gives you an idea of what a funnel map is. Specific set of tools that if you are a person that wants to learn for yourself and you're in your 20s and 30s, you can use this funnel map. How do I even start down this process? How do I become more dedicated than what I have been if I'm an individual? But then more importantly, how do we shift large cohorts? That's another word for groups. How do we get, if you're like me and you've got a background in teaching health and physical education and you teach the 7th grade, the 8th grade, the 9th grade, the 10th grade, 11th grade, and 12th grade, that's a cohort. How do you get all of those people that you influence, not everybody else around you and what they influence, but how do you get those people that you influence to begin, particularly those ones as they move to the upper end of the age bracket in teenage years, 11th grade and 12th grade, say 17-year-olds and 18-year-olds, 16, 17, 18-year-olds, how do you get, many of them are already drifted away. And you know this if you work with people like this, many of them have drifted away from the concept of understanding the critical need for the correct dose of physical activity to create positive molecular and physiological health adaptations that lead to a linear correlation with a decrease in your risk from a cardiovascular event or a cancer event. The number one, number two causes of sickness, disease, and premature death. So people just go, they have no connection in their brain that what they do in their late teenage years is probably going to be a habit that they have with them for a lifetime. So then we have, this one blows me away. So this is this urgent need. This is the first point of my topic in today's episode of the urgent need for not only creating funnel maps, but you using funnel maps if you're responsible for a cohort. So if your career relies on getting people to work with you and fall in love with being physically healthy, then that's what funnel maps are for. That's the purpose of funnel maps. So what's the critical need? Let's just take this one that blows me away. Every time I say it, it's like sometimes I think to myself, I can't actually believe this is true, but it is. Take a country like Australia. We're a modern country. We've got 26 million people. I'm not sure. We've got a lot of people listening to this program. People in 76 countries now and just a shade over 900 different cities around the world that listen to this program at the time of recording. Could be more by the time you're listening to it. And so I don't know how many people are in your country out of those 76, or we might be up to 100 by the time you're listening to this. But I don't know how many people in your country, but in our country, modern country, I'm driving down right now with my phone in the cradle as I'm recording this episode. Beautiful freeways here, great greenery. I got houses either side of me, big, beautiful shopping centers. I can go into the Apple store we have here and several different Apple stores in Sydney where I live. I've got great restaurants, big cinemas, gold class cinemas. I live in a pretty decent home. I got a nice home. We're a modern country. Check this out though. This is the thing that blows me away. This is one of the reasons that we absolutely critical and urgent need for you to find out what funnel maps are and the 10 different ones we've got created so far with the new science of physical health and the urgent need to use funnel maps. 67% of adults in this country, there's some data that I have pulled out from some different reading that I've been able to do. I was saying to someone today, I'm not a researcher. It's like people say, oh, I went onto the internet and I did some research. No, you didn't. Reading articles, reading medical research, that's not research. Research is you're a scientist who set up a double blind with a control group placebo study on about a particular topic. That's what research is. So I don't do research. I do a lot of reading and I connect to a lot of people. The new science of physical health I've worked with, connected to over 100 PhDs in the last decade. So I work with a lot of people who do real research, medical research about physical health. That's why it's called the new science of physical health. But on top of that, it's great, and this is my whole purpose of the show, it's great to have all of that research available, but what happens if none of it gets converted into simple, easy lessons that we can use? And that's why I created funnel maps, because here's the big problem. Take a country like Australia. And it doesn't matter what country is listening to this, If you have a country that has any similarities to our infrastructure, you have children that go to schools, you have people that go to work every day, you have freeways, you have industry, you have white-collar jobs, you have people who are tradespeople, like my father was and my mother was, and my wife's mother and father, both the same. If you have people who are tradespeople, people from all different backgrounds, you have a similar result, because our countries are not as dissimilar as what you might think they are. 67% of adults do zero physical activity. What's the impact of that? A very, very high rate of risk from cardiovascular events. And there are literally dozens of different cardiovascular events. Cardiac fibrosis, aortic dissension. You can have aneurysms, strokes, myocardial infarction, which is another name for heart attack. You can have a huge amount of things go wrong with your blood vessels. You can have glucose intolerance, which leads to endothelial dysfunction. You can have problems with stroke volume. A whole bunch of different conditions that are all related to cardiovascular disease. I'll say this, all roads lead to Rome. If you have in your life or in your cohort that you work with, you could be listening to this and you're a personal trainer. And your cohort are all the people that you get to train and run in the business, whether it's online or offline in the face-to-face world. You might do group classes. The goal is to get people to keep coming back to you and back to you and back to you. You need funnel maps, because the bulk of adults do zero physical activity, which creates a drive upwards of their risk, whether it's an individual or a cohort, their risk of cardiovascular events and also cancer events. So the question is, why would that many adults not do physical activity? And here's what I figured out after 34 years of being involved in health and physical education, teaching face-to-face and seeing people graduate year after year after year. There is very little understanding, or funneling, I call it, of people into the link, but the direct link, the direct linear correlation between the correct dose of physical activity and the pathology of how cardiovascular diseases develop. So then the question becomes, if we now have that group of adults, and here's another unbelievable piece of data. So my son is in the seventh grade, he's 12 years old, here in Australia, in the seventh grade this year, as I record this episode. He's in the seventh grade. And he does not fall into this category I'm about to tell you about. 80% of children in Australia, and I'll tell you later on where I get this data from, it's a group of professors here in Australia, in every state of Australia, 80% of children in the seventh grade in Australia do not meet the minimum levels of physical activity per week in order to qualify as being physically healthy. 80% do not, only 20% do. My son falls into that category because he's a mad keen swimmer, trains 9.5 hours a week for swimming. Now that's a sport, and that's a totally different thing to just being physically active, planned and unplanned, in order to qualify as being classified physically healthy. He's way over the mark. He doesn't have to do anywhere near as much as he does in order to classify as being physically healthy for his age bracket. Listen to the other end of the teenage spectrum, 18-year-olds, 15 to 18-year-olds. 98.1% of those people, 15 to 18-year-olds, boys and girls, in Australia, similar in your country, 98.1% do not meet the minimum level of physical activity, what I call the correct dose, in order to qualify as being physically healthy. And then what the tip over point into that is, by the time people are out of their 20s, it is rare for people to leave their 20s and enter their early 30s and not have one precursor condition for a cardiovascular event. Rare. Unbelievable. Rare. That can be removed if we funnel people and we cause... A funnel works like this. You pour a bunch of people into the top of the funnel, and then they go down the funnel into one step, and then down like a maze, down into the next step, and down into the next step, down into the next step, until they get to the bottom of the funnel where they're in love with being physically healthy. So how do you, first of all, get people to want to come to the top of the funnel for a cohort if they're children, or if they're a teenage cohort? How do you get them to want to be could come to the top of the funnel, where all of a sudden they become interested in the use of physical activity, the correct dose of physical activity, to want to be physically healthy. How do you do that for people in their 30s and 40s, mid-30s to right through their 40s? How do you do it for the groupers in their 50s and above? How do you do it for the group of people that you've got to overcome their use of technology? Like, they're just so into technology, it literally sucks down their time to the point where they're not involved in physical activity. How do you accomplish all of that? Hey, everybody. There's the sound of the transition bell. And that means if you've listened, if you've tuned into the new science of physical health on a regular basis, I'm ready to hit the end section of this particular episode. Now, when I recorded this episode, the critical and urgent need for us to use funnel maps to get more people to fall in love with their physical health outcomes, when I created this particular episode, it's gone for about 30 minutes or so. And what I decided to do was hit the stop button here, and we'll answer that question that I just asked then in tomorrow's episode, or the next, we'll post it probably tomorrow or the next day. So we'll answer that question. I got some really cool things. In the end of the next episode, I'm going to talk to you about somebody that I want you to do some research on. Type in the name Martin Lindstrom, Lindstrom, for Mary. Martin Lindstrom. Now, I'll talk about him at the end of the next episode. So I want to say thank you for joining me at this episode here at the New Science of Physical Health. So we look at funnel maps, we're going deeper with it and taking a real different approach with it, something that's really significant and really important in order to draw more people to you and create cohorts of people, large groups of people, no matter what background you're in. Health and physical education teacher like me, allied health professional, exercise physiologists, those types of people that work in the industry, or you know, physiotherapists, people that are looking to get cohorts of people to be in love with their physical health outcomes, and personal trainers, people who are involved in the fitness industry, and their job is to put their careers rely on people becoming, working with them to fall in love with being physically healthy. All right, everybody, that's it. I am signing off for today's episode. Have a great one, and I will see you tomorrow. We will pick up and answer that question straight away. Bye for now.